بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Once again, respected listeners and our students, we welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع. And in this program, we are learning the Arabic language, the Quranic language, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the people of Jannah and the language of the Ahadith. Make intention, inshallah, you are learning with us this wonderful language so that you can understand the Quran, understand the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, you will be taking reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each moment spending with us trying to learn the Arabic language. Alright, open your book, that's the Noble Qur'an. Our kitab is the Noble Qur'an, alhamdulillah. What an honor to learn from the Noble Qur'an, and we understand the vocabs of the Qur'an, and we wish that our students have, they prepare some notebook so that they can write down the vocabs which we are studying, inshallah. In addition to the vocabs of the Qur'an, we'll be taking some important sentences and dialogues which will help you, inshallah, to speak the Arabic language or the most important dialogues that you will need if you wish to communicate with Arab people or if you go in for Hajj or for any other Arab country. Right, open your kitab on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah 2 in the Noble Quran. We are by verse 44. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا. The waw is a conjunction, means and. وَاسْتَعِينُوا, استعينوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, inviting us to make isti'anah. Isti'anah means seeking help. Isti'inu, isti'inu. That waw at the end, waw al-jama'ah, the waw of the group, is called like that. And isti'in only means seek help. Isti'in means seek help. Yasta'in means to seek help. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we help and you alone we seek His help. Right? So yasta'in means to seek help. And isti'in means seek help, and it's in a command form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to seek help of what we'll see now. Bis-sabri, seek the help through patience. Seek the help through patience. Be, through, with sabr, patience. Sabr will help you. Isti'inu bis-sabr, be patient. Sabr means patience. Sad ba-ra, sad ba-ra, sabr. In Arabic, say usbur. Usbur means be patient. Usbur, be patient. Some colloquial word. It's Arabic also. Isbur. Isbur is a classical. Isbur means seek patience or be patient. Be patient person. Usbur. Isbur. Right. Bis sabri. Wasta'inu bis sabri. Seek help through sabr, through patience. Taking from that word sabr, the adjective sabr. Sabr, someone who endure patience, is called sabr, a patient person, sabr. And sabira, for a female, one who is patient, sabr, sabira, for a female, sabira. And sabirin, the plural, sabirin, those people who are patient are called sabirin. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those people who are patient. Allah loves the sabirin. Bis sabri was salah. The next word is was salah. Salah is prayer. As-salah and prayer. You know this word, salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. Some people might think, alright, that's easy. Easy help just through sabr, be patient, and salah, prayer. No, Allah says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ وَإِنَّهَا. Indeed, it is. Indeed, it is كبيرة. إِنَّهَا, إِنَّهَا, إِنَّ alone means indeed. Indeed, ha, that ha at the end, and alif means it is. Innaha, and indeed it is. It is what? It is kabira. Kabir alone means big or old or great. Kabir, kabira, kabira means that isti'ana through salah and sabr. It's not just an easy thing. It's sometimes difficult to some people to do it. Innaha la kabira. It's surely difficult or it's not easy. Illa 'ala al-khashi'in. Illa ala al-khashi'in. But there's some exception here. Illa, illa. When you see illa, it means there is exception coming after that. Illa. Illa means but or except. Very important word. Illa. Nadhhab jami'an illa Muhammad. Illa means but. Illa is alif. Hamza under the alif. Kasra under the hamza. Then lam. And alif again. Illa, and there is some shadda on top of the lam, so we stress more on the lam while pronouncing it. Illa, not ila, no, illa. Illa ala al khashi'een, except on those people who are khashi'een, the humble people. Those who humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make khushu' to Allah, it's not difficult for those people. Those people who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submissive servant of Allah, it's not difficult for them. They see the enjoyment in that. May Allah make us among those people who endure patience. Illa ala al khashi'een. Alladhina. The next verse. Al khashi'een, you know, we studied. Alladhina, those. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking more in details about those khashi'een and their qualities. Alladhina, those who. Yadhunnuna, they believe or they have firm thought. Yadhun means to think or to believe. Yadhun, to think or to believe. Literally, yadhun means to think. Yadhunnuna, they think, in a sense that they think firmly. Annahum mulaqu rabbahum. Annahum mulaqu rabbihim, sorry. Mulaqu rabbihim, that they will meet their Lord, rabbihim. The word, or the endings of the word, or pronunciation of the endings of the word changes depending on the position of the word in the sentence. If it comes fa'il, you say rabbuhum. If it comes maf'ool, you say rabbahum. If it comes majroor, you say rabbihim, and so on. Mulaqu rabbihim. Mulaqu from the verb yulaqi, ulaqa, which means to meet or to face. Yulaqi means to meet or to face. Yulaqi. Ya, lam, alif, qaf, and ya. Yulaqi. Yulaqi means to meet or to face. Mulaqu, they will meet, they think that they will meet. Mulaqu, a group of people. Mulaqu, they are meeting, they think that they are meeting Rabbihim, their Lord. They one day will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Mulaqu Rabbihim. Wa annahum, Rabbihim means their Lord, their, ta new then, Rabbihim, their Lord. Say, Rabbuhu, his Lord. Right? Rabbuha, her Lord. Yeah, Rabbihim, their Lord. Wa annahum, and that they, wa annahum, and that they, ilayhi, to him, ilayhi means to him. Ila alone means to, and he, that ha at the end means him. Ilayhi, to him. Raji'un, will return. That they will turn, or return to him. But one day they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raji'un, return. Yarja, to return. Irja, return. Irja ilayhim, go back to them or return to them. Irja means to return. You're telling your child, irja, go back, come back. Return or come back or go back is the meaning of yarja in Arabic. Yarja means to come back. Right? We stop here by verse number 46. And inshallah we'll continue with this, the Quranic vocabs, in the coming program. We don't want to give you so much, so that you can still remember. Now we have prepared for you some important sentences of a dialogue sense that we wish to learn the dialogues as well, that will help you to, if you are in an Arab country, that you will be able to speak to people, understand what they are saying. We'll give some important sentences and words and expressions. So I hope you write it down in the sentences side. تذكرة باتجاه واحد. تذكرة باتجاه واحد means one way ticket. So those are traveling to Arabia. تذكرة اتجاه واحد. تذكرة alone means ticket. تذكرة تاء ذال كاف راء and down تاء. Very important word. تذكرة. أين التذكرة? Where is the ticket? So you know. تذكرة means ticket. باتجاه واحد. One way. One direction. اتجاه means direction. Itijah literally means direction. Itijah. Wahid. One direction means one way. One way ticket. Tadhkara dhihab wa iyab. Tadhkara dhihab wa iyab means round trip. Round trip ticket. Tadhkara dhihab wa iyab means round trip ticket. Dhihab means going. Iyab coming. So going and coming. Back. It's referring to the round trip ticket. Right? Tadhkara dhihab wa iyab. It's called like that. Tadhkara dhihab. وإياب, إياب coming back, and they have going. Right, moving on. هل أنا أقولها بشكل صحيح؟ هل أنا أقولها بشكل صحيح؟ Am I saying it correctly? Am I saying it correctly? If you are saying or pronouncing a word and you don't know if you're pronouncing it correctly to an Arab, so you can ask, هل أقولها بشكل صحيح? Am I pronouncing it or saying it correctly? هل أقولها بشكل صحيح? Moving on. هل هم قادمون هذا المساء? Try to figure out the meaning of the sentence. I'm sure the advanced students can figure it out. هل هم قادمون هذا المساء? Are they coming this evening? هل هم قادمون? هل هم? Are they? قادمون. Coming. يقدم. To come. هل هم قادمون هذا المساء? This evening. هذا المساء means this evening. Moving on. هل أنت مشغول? Very important sentence here. هل أنت مشغول? Are you busy? Are you busy? هل أنت مشغول? Important sentence. It's used a lot in dialogues. هل أنت مشغول? Are you busy? Are you busy means هل أنت مشغول? And you can answer also, and you can also say أنا مشغول. I am busy. أنا مشغول. I am busy. مشغول mean شين. غين واو and لام. أنا مشغول means I'm busy. Or say somebody's talking to you over the phone and you want to tell you know what, I'm busy. أعتذر, I'm sorry, أو معذرة. أنا مشغول الآن. I'm busy now. أنا مشغول الآن means I'm busy now. But of course if you're going to say that I'm busy, just I'm busy like that, without like excuse me or please, sorry, I'm busy now, people will still understand it in a rough way. So we say it, هل أنت, if somebody says, are you busy, or you're saying to somebody that you're busy, so you're going to say, sorry, or excuse me. In Arabic, it's معذرة, 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 أنا مشغول الآن, I am busy now. سأتصل بك لاحقا, I'll call you later. سأتصل بك لاحقا, لاحقا means later. سأتصل بك, سأتصل, I will call you. بك, you, I'll call you. سأتصل بك, بك. لاحقا, لاحقا, later on. لاحقا is لام ألف حا قاف ألف. لاحقا, later on. Moving on. Another sentence. هل أنت متزوج? هل أنت متزوج? Are you married? هل أنت متزوج? Are you married? هل أنت متزوج? It will be asked to a female also. هل أنت متزوجة? Are you married? هل أنت متزوجة? Are you married? هل أنت مستعد? Are you ready? هل أنت مستعد? Are you ready? We use it a lot in English. Are you ready? You can also say مستعد. Just ready. مستعد means ready. In a form of a question. أمستعد أنت? Are you ready? Same meaning. Moving on. هل أنت متأكد? هل أنت متأكد? Are you sure? متأكد, sure. هل أنت متأكد means are you sure? Right. Moving on. في أسرع وقت. في أسرع وقت means as soon as possible or as fast as you can. في أسرع وقت ممكن means as soon as it's possible for you. As soon as possible. في أسرع وقت ممكن. في أسرع. In the fastest time you can. That's literal translation. In the fastest time you can. In a way that as soon as you possible. As soon as possible. Moving on. Another expression. We are learning some of the most important sentences used in dialogues. Now. Another one. كن حذر. We studied before. كن حذر, be careful. كن حذر, be careful. هل أستطيع أن أحضر صاحبي? Can I bring my friend? هل أستطيع, can I? أن أحضر, to bring my friend, صديقي. Can I bring my friend? هل أستطيع أن أحضر صديقي? أعطني الفاتورة من فضلك. اعطني الفاتورة من فضلك. Very important word this one. اعطني الفاتورة. Give me the bill please. Give me the bill please. So if you're sitting in a restaurant in Arabia, or you in even somewhere where you bought some stuff and you want the bill, you'll say اعطني الفاتورة من فضلك. اعطني الفاتورة. Give me the bill please. اعطني means give me. الفاتورة the bill. الفاتورة. ألف لام فاء. ألف تاء. واو. را and round تاء. الفاتورة means the bill. اعطني الفاتورة. Then at the end, please, you say it من فضلك. اعطني الفاتورة من فضلك. Give me the bill, please. Right? Moving on. هذا جواز سفري. هذا جواز سفري. جواز السفر means the passport in Arabic. جواز السفر, the passport. It's called in Arabic جواز السفر. Right? So you need to also understand that and memorize it. جواز السفر, passport. أين جواز السفر? Where is the passport? Right? Moving on. من فضلك خفض السعر. أو من فضلك أعطيني خصم. من فضلك أعطيني خصم. Give me discount. أعطيني خصم. Means give me discount. Simple. اعطيني. Give me discount. خصم. خصم. خاء صاد ميم. خاء صاد ميم. خصم means discount. خصومات is the plural. خصومات. You might find written there on some of the shops. خصومات. Or 60% خصم. 60% discount. 100% discount. خصم. Then it's your luck. Get everything. Right, moving on. Another sentence. Studying the most important, some of the most important dialogues or important sentences in the dialogues that you will learn. هل تكلمت بصوت أعلى؟ هل تكلمت بصوت أعلى؟ Can you speak louder, please? هل تكلمت؟ هل means can you. ها لام الألف هلا تكلمت spoke بصوت أعلى. Or you can also say ask it in different way. هل يمكن أن تتكلم بصوت أعلى؟ Can you please speak in a louder voice? Right. هلا تكلمت بصوت أعلى. Certainly or surely. بالتأكيد. In Arabic. بالتأكيد. بالتأكيد means certainly or surely. با ألف تاء ألف همزة on top of the ألف كاف يا دال. بالتأكيد means certainly. بالتأكيد or surely also. Also saying the word أكيد alone. أكيد have the same meaning. أكيد which is certainly or surely. Moving on. هل أتيت مع عائلتك؟ هل أتيت مع عائلتك؟ Did you come with your family? عائلة. هل أتيت؟ Did you come مع with عائلتك with your family? Moving on. أتأخذ الدولارات الأمريكية؟ أتأخذ أو أتقبل. Also you can ask أتقبل. أتقبل. أتقبل أو أتأخذ. أتقبل means do you accept. Do you accept US dollars? Sometimes you will find in some Arab countries some shops dealing with the dollars as well. هل تصدق ذلك؟ هل تصدق ذلك؟ Do you believe that? Do you believe that? هل تصدق؟ يصدق means to believe. هل تصدق ذلك means do you believe that? Do you believe that? Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully, inshallah, we'll continue with more sentences of the most important dialogues that you will need, inshallah, if you go to an Arab country. In the coming programs, we'll continue, inshallah. And I wish that you have written down all these vocabs and sentences. And inshallah, we'll be asking questions related to that. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to Al-Arabiya to al-Jami. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.